Outside the grey, damp, glistening walls of the dungeon, it was bitterly cold. January the 20th in the year of our Lord, 1645, the eve of the day of the blessed Saint Agnes. I have never been to Cambridge, but I know somebody who has. Richard. Richard won a postcode lottery to a highly reputable comprehensive secondary school in southeast London. A bright and clever adolescent, he did exceedingly well in exams and attended his Cambridge University interview. "What interest do you have?" Richard is asked. Replies, "I haven't got any." Richard went to St Andrews to do a psychology course, had a total psychotic breakdown instead. "Where's your imp fuck with you, witch?" Richard was sectioned by his local GP, who claimed to be a literary man. When the doctor was a young medical student, he wrote poetry. Says he don't know where writing come from. Then after several years in general practice, the writing stops and poetry becomes his patient. "Is poetry feeding the tumour, doc?" "No, the tumour's feeding the poetry." "She did call upon her master for aid, and then one of her cursed familiars did come creeping to her. Billy Bragg sang, call up the craftsman, bring in the draftsman, build me a path from cradle to grave." That's Billy Bragg, the Bard of Barking, popular front of contemporary poetry, sweet moderation, heart of this nation. A Billy the Bloke Blake wrote in preface to Milton, "Suffer not the fashionable fools to depress your powers by the prices they pretend to give for contemptible works, or the expensive advertising boasts they make of such works. To forge in the smithy of my soul the uncreated conscience of my race," quotes Hammersmith Irish Centre Flyer, a new book from Bark Press, which they will probably not print. Into capillary space, very unplugged. Kester Sutherland on YouTube, get down to the Philly sound in corporate opportunism, just like a poem. Spirit centre of the poem, not found in business relations unit of the Academy. Hovering between quotation marks, double quotation marks, Billy Paul, got my head on straight, MFSB, Universal Love, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring Theodore Pendergrass, where are all my friends? In the Pie Fund. Billy Griffiths Obits, Archive of the Now, desert us not, we are between the wars, writers form in accordance with, in conjunction with, in association with, in concert with, the dirty microphone. Alex and Steve, opened in the margins. Matt and Tom, there go Hugh's clinker flyers. Pick 'em up in Penge Library. The OJs. SM Plastic Event. Oops and whoops. Backstabbers in Motion. Love is Everywhere. People's Choice. Jacket Magazine. Tramps. Anthony White. Tom White. Kaleidoscope. Love Committee. Purs and Ledkin, Steve and Alex, Tom and Matt, open the door, Richard. Can I call you Dick, Richard? The 3 Degrees, Soul Survivor, Billy Bragg loves his soul music, National Poetry Day, this year's theme is on identity. Affect, subjectivity, and the lyrical.
Raise the family in time of austerity, not for the iron fist, but for the helping hand.
Our house at the bottom of our street, our house. At the Literary and Critical Theory Seminar. Is that Suggsy in TV commercials for Fish Fingers? Who said pot wouldn't eat itself? Please discuss with Andrew Duncan. Winnie the Pooh in Latin. Poetry portrayed every day. Marx's labour theory, a value applied to second mortgage in Second Life. And I'll give my consent to any government that does not deny radical poet, author, an immaterial living wage. Her name was Martha, an abject satirical patrol of self for the effective labour of kneeling beside her body, touching lips to her cool skin as intangible product.